The 10 o'clock hour of Woolley and Towns
begins now. Couple things from Matt LaFleur. First of all, he said there is no timetable for Nate Hobbs' return. But the hopeful timetable, which he didn't say, is obviously for him to be ready for the opener on September 7th, which is 33 days away. He also said, and again, I want you to put your translator hat on, the Tausch translator. He told reporters at Lambeau Field that he has made a determination on playing time for the preseason. Everybody has to be prepared to play, is all, as he would say. They're football players, so everyone's got to go into it expecting to play. Tausch, what's that mean?
So I think one of the things that coaches are always fighting against is not having intensity and not having that sense of urgency that you know when you're, you know, when you're going to be out there playing, you need to make sure you're up for it. So when you're trying to prep for preseason games, if you tell guys, hey, we're not, you're not going to be playing, you're going to be doing scout squad, it's just, it's going to end up maybe sloppier than you want. So you want guys on high attention.
Mm-hmm.
The tricky part to this, so if I'm reading this, I'm saying, all right, they're not playing. That's how I first interpret when I hear this, at least this week. And, you know, I think there's just going to be a little sense of a deflation if that is the case. So do I think the players know the plan? I do. Do I think we need to know? We don't. And I think it's nice when you kind of keep even if it's a little bit of mystery about what's happening. Now, the question is, and I just sent you guys this because the Bengals have started slow. And it's cost them playoff appearances. I think Matt LaFleur with Aaron Rodgers, they didn't play. They started slow. Jacksonville. And I'm trying to think of when Jacksonville and the Saints game.
Yeah, so it was the Saints game in Jacksonville, and then it was Tampa the year before.
Yeah, it just was sloppy, and you finished the season sloppy. So you're always looking at this, and when you have a couple of injuries, like Green Bay has had, you really maybe start shelling up a little bit. And I still think that Jordy Nelson injury when Jesse, was that you or was that Tony that went to that Pittsburgh game?
That was Tony.
Tony went in the preseason game, and he blows his knee out, and the season spirals from there. That has left a mark on this organization.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
At least. So in this case, I think you're trying to navigate this by doing these joint practices that they never wanted to do under the old regimes, and they're saying we can control this a little bit more, and this will be that catalyst. I don't think these guys are going to play, and if they do, it's going to be one series. The key starters coming Saturday night.
All right, so I agree with everything you said. My follow-up is, so game two is in Indianapolis, then game three is at home against Seattle. Do you think that we choose, because Zach Taylor clearly believes this, that we've now reached a point where the risk is worth it, and it's worth trying to play these guys so you don't get, like, the Packers start the season with two games in 5 days against two teams that are NFC championship contenders, the Lions, and then 4 days later, the Commanders. Is there any value, as much as you want to bubble wrap these guys, like I would, is there any value in putting them out there and taking that risk? Because Zach Taylor clearly has decided it's worth that risk.
Yes.
And I don't love that idea, but I understand why he's making that decision.
I know it's a different era. We played. And then we'd start seasons. And I think one of the hardest things for these guys now is to go through training camp, not do anything in the preseason, and then, all right, 80 snaps down in Jacksonville, go ahead.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's hard. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there's risk with this, and I think they're being a lot smarter with their warm-ups and with, you know, the conditioning tests. There's a lot there, but I said this yesterday. You want to be a physical football team, you got to practice physical. Mm-hmm. You want an identity, you have to do it. So bubble wrapping and scrimmaging, and at some point, football's football, and it's a brutal game. I mean, you're going to catch a little turf toe. You're going to get some things that come up. It even goes down all the way to the beat guys that they got to fight through stuff. Football's hard. And for, you know, players, you want to be smart, but you got to go out there and do it. And I always say this, you know, back in the days, way back in the days when we did two-a-days, you conditioned, you did all this stuff, and then you'd go out and practice, and it's just different. Like, your legs get heavier because you can't practice trying to move Vonnie Holiday and Santana Dotson and Cletus Hunt. You just, you're not, A, even if you have buddies that are that size and you're trying to, it's just a different, it's a different set of muscles and it's a different set of conditioning. And the only way to really do it, you can practice it and you can do the 9-on-7s and that stuff's great. But for running backs, you have to know, how does it feel when Bernardo Harris comes in and cracks you? Can you hold on to the football? We did all that, and there is that conditioning part of it that guys are missing with the way most of these coaches are doing it, because everybody is deathly afraid of saying, why the heck did we lose Jordy Nelson in a game in Pittsburgh in the second quarter?
It's true.
If anything, lose him in the first half of the Detroit game. We can at least stomach that. And with the money going up and with this, the more practice squad guys and the less time that you have to actually evaluate, they've kind of made it a nice little safe cocoon for the twos and threes to fight out for the back end of the roster, and the starters are where they're at, and they'll joint scrimmage, and then we'll just all figure it out. And that's why those first couple of games during the regular season for a lot of teams are viewed as preseason games in the same respect.
All right, we'll continue this conversation, but I do think it's worth pointing out. The 2014 Green Bay Packers melted down in Seattle, or they would have been in the Super Bowl. They returned just about everyone, and Jordy Nelson blows out his ACL. And that season, even though they somehow managed to start fast, oddly enough, ends up going down the drain, right? 2016, they get Jordy back. Rodgers gets incredibly hot during the second half of the season. They're in an NFC championship game again. You want to know why 2015 scared the crap out of them? It's because they think they would have been a Super Bowl team if he doesn't blow out his ACL in Pittsburgh. That's how they felt. And I agree with everything you said about, you know, not your big toe, which a lot of toe talk this week. Rex Ryan would have really enjoyed this show. But your big callus on your toe.
Yep.
The callusing is valuable. I don't dispute that.
I think I got to go back there. That drop didn't make any sense.
That was for the Rex Ryan joke.
Yeah, but it was after he's... Okay.
It was a little slow.
I think I am chomping to get back there anyways.
You're critiquing a lot of folks today.
I would not like to see you do better.
But I would say this.
What is going on over there?
I'm out of my element. Oh,
I thought you were shoving your toe up in there.
I was not. No one needs to see that. Doc McKenzie saw it. That was enough. But I understand why they're scared blankless. I do. When that happens, that leaves a mark. And you would hate to lose, well, I don't know, say Jordan Love, because you played him when you shouldn't have in a game that didn't count. So I don't blame them for being apprehensive.
So what do you think they're going to do?
I
over under Jordan Love preseason snaps, 18.5.
It pains me to say this. God dang it. It pains me to say this, but over.
Okay.
I don't like it. I hate it. But I'm going to say over. I'm going to get my phone fixed in terms of my setup down here. I can't sit down. I hate sitting. My energy's better when I'm standing, too. But, hey,
I actually think you're having one of your better shows, so I'm not sure what that means.
Only because
maybe we got to evaluate
most of it.
Things.
That's the butt of a lot of jokes. We'll roll on. Mark Tauscher, Jason Wilde, Jesse Nelson, and not Nate Hobbs. It's Wilde and Tauscher.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Packers practice starting down at Reinitschke Field.
How do you know?
Because it's 10:33 and that's when practice starts. We're only in segment two of the 10 o'clock hour, and that segment will be something else that Matt LaFleur mentioned in his presser, and that is that Quay Walker will be doing 11-on-11 in pads for the first time in camp today. On a limited basis. Tausch, how important do you believe Quay Walker to be to what this team does? He is the play caller on defense, remember?
I mean, I think he's important. I don't know how much more growth we are to expect from him. I think at this point, this is Quay's fourth year, correct?
Correct.
So there's always room to grow. But at this point, you know, he's played a lot of football. I think he has matured from the days of, you know, shoving trainers or whoever he was on the sideline.
Not Doc McKenzie, though.
No. He didn't like that analysis that they gave his favorite beat writer. I think he is who he is, and I think he can be a really good player. And we heard last year Jeff Hafley, Matt LaFleur, everybody kind of say he's figuring it out. It's coming along. He is now kind of the guy that they wanted. Now, Green Bay itself, they decided not to pick up that fifth-year option, and there's other reasons, financial and things like that. But you'll know if they want him, they'll pay him and bring him back. I think this is going to be about Edgerrin Cooper. And how do we get him in a position where they let him hunt? And Quay is just going to be – and I'm not going to say – because I don't think this is I don't think this is discouraging or an insult. Some people do. I think they're going to look at him more from a tackle collector, be that steady, and let Edgerrin Cooper go be that hunter. So I think it's going to be more A.J. Hawk. Let's funnel things and make sure, Quay, you're there to make the plays that you need to make, and then we're going to let Edge go hunt. That's how I envision this thing going. He's going to be that steady cat, and you need guys like that. Do I think the days – there were a couple years ago where we thought, put him on the edge, let him hunt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just don't – that's not where he's at. That's not what has happened. And I think with what you saw, the flashes from Edgerrin Cooper, that's where I think this thing is going to. So Quay is an important piece, no question. But I think this defense is going to be centered around finding ways to let Edgerrin Cooper hunt.
A few other injury updates from Matt LaFleur. He also said that Rashid Walker is nothing long-term with his groin injury. Tausch, I made the argument to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning that family night helped Rashid Walker's chances of winning the left tackle spot, and he didn't even participate. Because Jordan Morgan had trouble with Lucas LVN. Van Ness on a couple of occasions. So is it possible that you can help your chances without playing?
I mean, I was sitting at home watching a game when there was a right tackle struggling, and that's when the ball started rolling. So, yes, I mean, that's where when you're in a position in the NFL and there's guys behind you that aren't getting the job done, there's a lot of times it's like, well, we wish this guy would do this, 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 but we know this is what he's getting. And we're not getting it from here. And when you make a big move, and you're trying to make a big move and get your first-round pick in, he has to show that he can handle the job. And obviously, there's a lot of football to be played this preseason, I think, for Jordan Morgan. But if you're asking right now, who do I think the coaching staff trusts more to put out there at left tackle, I don't think there's any question who that would be, and it's Rashid Walker.
All right, we'll get to more football in a moment, but the Packers did make an announcement for a concert
Google Dolls
be
on
Saturday before the Sunday opener against the Detroit Lions. Saturday, September 6th.
Give me the Goo Goo Dolls.
You have not seen this announcement.
No.
Sheryl Crow.
No, she's
still... She'll be doing her Bucks ballad.
She's still working on that Bucks ballad.
5 years later.
I will tell you who the band is, and we will see what Tausch thinks of it. I can tell you this. It is not the Killers. That I can tell you. You've got papers. Did you want to read something?
No. I know. I'm doing some. I'm just.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because okay. I didn't think I had something.
No,
for
you're
you.
Good.
Okay, but you're.
Hey, you're doing a heck
wrong?
Of a job. I know
there's
you're
a lot of papers.
I know you're dinged up a little bit, and you're competing. You're not down at your normal space, and we're not hearing horn and all the other stuff. I just want to make sure you know we appreciate the fact that you were able to lumber down the steps and get to work today.
Could you go set up like at the Resch Center, like up in that balcony area, and bring some binoculars and report what you're seeing from practice?
What are you seeing, Jason? Nothing. I don't know.
It's really no different than that day at the minicamp.
What are we doing here? There's nothing different. Hey, anybody really popping? Nope. Nah.
They're doing
jack around here.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. All down on Monday.
On the eve of the opener, the Green Bay Packers will play host to the Black Crows.
Oh, snap.
How do we feel about that?
Is that Ozzy Osbourne's old group?
No, that's Black Sabbath.
Ooh. I don't know. I'm more of a Counting Crows guy, I think. I don't know. What is the Black...
Yeah, they're not even the best band with crows
what
in the title.
What does the Black Crows play?
I think you would know their biggest hits.
Sing a little bit for me.
Their biggest hits. I don't know what the title. They jealous again. No.
Nope. Don't know that one.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Which is good. Because if it was somebody I really liked, I'd probably try to get up there and.
She talks to angels.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah. Okay. You're off key a little bit.
Don't know that one. Yeah, I'm not. I never claimed to be the best singer on the show. That's Jesse's department.
She talks to angels.
Much better.
All
than
from
is,
the 1990s.
Yeah, it's my jam.
Shake Your Moneymaker.
Shake That Moneymaker.
Remedy, that also money another maker. One of their
Remedy
big hits.
Is the
there you go. See? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I need to get up there. I wish they'd start doing that. Maybe they do that Sunday morning before the mid afternoon game. But that's just being selfish and I don't want to be that.
Their big show is not yet on their website. So this is not enough to get you off your couch.
Oh, absolutely not. No, no.
What band would have gotten you off your couch? Would the Counting Crows?
Goo Goo Dolls would get me up there. I like the Goo Goo Dolls.
Matchbox 20?
Probably not. Aerosmith would get me up there. Carrie Underwood would get me up there.
Yeah, you like her. As she's calling her latest tour.
Yeah. That'd be a couple that would just, if you get a Keith Urban or a Kenny Chesney or somebody of that ilk, I'd probably go up there.
I don't want to.
U2? If U2 is playing, I'll go up there.
Okay. It's a free concert. I think you have to lower your expectations.
You want Carrie Underwood and U2?
No, I said or. I don't need them
both. Maybe
both,
yeah.
No, I don't need them both.
I think they had Flo Rida a couple years ago.
Okay.
And he was delayed. He got there late, sang about two songs, and then his time was up. So as long as the Black Crows are there on time, that will be a win. All right. That is your concert update on the eve of the NFL regular season, or at least the Packers season, starting on September 7th at Lambeau Field against the Detroit Lions. Let's play some trivia.
Do they really need a concert?
No. Hey, it's a nice thing that they're doing.
Hey, if I'm going to give them grief all the time for using "we are owned by the community and owned by the fans" and not giving them much of a return on being so loyal to that team that they are, these fans, if they're going to put on a free concert, I'm very much supportive of that.
I wish they'd just do it in, like, June or May.
And in fairness, you know, our buddy Chad Hopper on the Private Talk and text line loves the Black Crowes. That's a pretty good sized band there. Like, they're not in their prime anymore, so Goody wouldn't be interested in them, but they're still pretty good.
But what is anybody like, I'm on the fence about going to Green Bay for the opener?
No, they're
against
trying
the
to enhance,
oh, the Black Crowes.
They're trying
Saturday
to enhance
night. Sure.
The week. They're trying to
right.
enhance the
give
weekend.
You a reason to come up yeah, early just, instead of coming up for, it's a 3:25 kick, I believe. So now, we'll go up early, we'll get a hotel, we'll go see the Black Crowes, then we'll, you know, drink in the morning before we go to the game. Like, I would think that would
You could
make
put
sense.
Dave and the Hooligans playing the tailgates at any of the bars beforehand out on Saturday night in Titletown, and you put a few Coors Lights in hands, and that's just as good.
I'm not familiar with Dave and the Hooligans.
I don't understand why you're poo-pooing this. Like, there's nothing to poo-poo here. It's free. You can go listen to music, uh-huh. and the Packers are covering the bill. Like, mm-hmm. I mean,
it's nice.
It doesn't sound like it. You're saying, who gives a rip?
I'm not going. You're not going. Jason's not going.
Well, so
I didn't say I wasn't going. I might go.
You
I
ain't
like
going.
Black Crowes.
You're Who not going you to go to
she
the
She talks
black.
To angels. Breaking news from practice, where I am not, in case you haven't heard. Tucker Kraft, who did not take part in family night because of a groinal issue, back practice.
That's it.
He's tough. He pushes through injuries.
He was probably
he
over at the
Doc McKenzie's
probably
recommendations.
The, probably over at the Pickler getting some good work in.
Could have been. Jesse, let's play some trivia. What do you got for us today?
Ooh, should I go back and do trivia from back? I'm going to go back and do
so
trivia
annoying.
From back there.
Badgers Trivia Tuesday today in honor of Bucky joining us on the show yesterday.
Oh, he joined us yesterday.
How you feeling today, Tausch?
I feel fine. Bucky was feistier than normal. Normally, you know, Bucky, you get a little picture with him and you're done. Bucky was a lingerer.
He was wrestling.
He was yesterday. A lingerer.
He was a wrestling
rascal.
I
really want to find out who was in that Bucky costume. I would like to find out.
I don't understand what you mean
yeah,
in
then
Bucky
what?
Costume. It was just Bucky.
Yeah.
I don't get what you mean there.
Oh. Badgers Trivia Tuesday. He hit Tausch about 12 times. So you want to do caller 12?
I'd love to. Caller 12 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 12 plays trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The Black Crowes bringing us back. I hear Jesse's got some help in the control room. There's an empty chair inside the Everlight Solar.
He's a complicated fella.
ESPN Madison Studios. Oh no.
I know. He's proud of his town. You know, that's a damn rare thing these days.
We're going to randomly hit a bunch of hotkeys.
He also doesn't have a headset, so he's not going to be able to really talk to you during this. So he's going to communicate via hotkeys, I think.
It's been a day. Let's play some trivia.
Click that music over there. That's what you... No, not... No, that's a good one, though. No, over on the left. A little green arrow. Yeah. No. Yeah, that. There you go. Good job, old T.
Oh, my God. It's time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Mike in Franklin. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing?
Try that again.
Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Yes. Good. Wow. How you guys doing?
That was not your fault. I'm guessing that was related to someone else who's gumming up the works in the production room. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Mike and Franklin, question number one, sir, is this. What time does Wisconsin's season opening football game against Miami of Ohio kick off on Thursday, August 28th? Does that game kick at 6 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, or way too late for old tea time?
I'm going to go with 6 p.m. I'm going to guess 6 p.m. I have no idea.
6 p.m. is a good guess. It's just not the right one. 8 p.m., although I think that is also too late for Tausch, so we would have taken B or C, I think.
Had two chances to get that right.
All right.
Let's bounce back, Mike.
Wildy.
Right here. Question two is this. At which other Big Ten school did new Badgers quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. previously play college football before transferring to Wisconsin? Is it Purdue?
Great places, great places.
So annoying.
South Dakota.
Michigan State.
Okay.
Or Maryland.
Okay. It was Purdue, Michigan State, or Maryland?
That's correct.
I'm gonna guess Michigan State. I have no idea.
It is good. No, he's
no good.
That actually is apropos. It's not Purdue or Michigan State. Unfortunately, the answer is Maryland.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Mike, I think the deck is a little stacked against you.
Mike's a saint.
What about me? Question three, Mike. You're 0 for 2. Here's a chance to get one right.
All right.
It is this. On Sunday, September 21st, Wisconsin volleyball hosts the Kohl Center Classic against which non-conference opponent who visited the Badgers in the inaugural Kohl Center Classic and helped set an indoor NCAA volleyball attendance record back in 2022? This is quite the big question. Is the Badgers opponent Marquette, Texas, or Florida?
I'm not doing too well today, but I'm going to go with Florida. I have no idea.
You pulled one out of the hat. Well done. You got one.
Mike,
you were one of three. You get two entries into Friday's drawing for the ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. I want to apologize on behalf of Hotkey Tausch for being a distraction. And we appreciate your loyalty to the show. Thanks, buddy.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Take care. Thank you.
Mike's just done. Mike's
done. I can't wait to leave.
Apparently they like green and gold.
That is Wildy and Tausch trivia. The 11 o'clock hour.
Oh, no. He's got to take us to break.
Which hopefully will be him back in the studio.
Yeah.
Starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.